Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We have accomplished more in 43 days than most administrations accomplished in 4 years or 8 years, and we are just getting started.
In a contentious address to Congress Tuesday night, President Donald Trump touted his actions at the border, tariffs, and efforts to root out government waste. A Democratic member was ejected after shouting that Trump had no mandate. After that, Trump criticized his opponents in the chamber. Just 6 weeks into his presidency, thousands of federal workers have been fired and programs cut, provoking dozens of lawsuits. Since he announced tariffs on Canada and Mexico, the stock market has fallen sharply. One Trump executive order takes control of all independent agencies, including the Federal Election Commission. Democrats have sued, warning Trump could have partisan influence on elections. Former FEC chairwoman Ellen Weintraub says Trump wants to prevent the public from knowing who's funding political candidates.
There is already too much dark money in our system, and without an FEC, there would be even more. Basically, all of it would be dark, and there would be no one out there to enforce the law.
Voting rights advocates say a Trump plan to take over the Postal Service could put blocks in the way of mail-in voting, which he's accused of being riddled with fraud. Brian Renfro with the National Association of Letter Carriers says the public's confidence in mail-in voting is tied to its trust in postal workers.
I think it's very clear this administration has no interest in protecting public service, working people, or really the public good.
Civil rights groups say they're alarmed by the SAVE Act, which would require in-person proof of citizenship with a birth certificate or passport to register to vote. Driver's licenses, military, student, or tribal IDs would not be accepted. And Sarah Harris with the nonprofit Stand Up America says a passport can cost hundreds of dollars.
This in itself is essentially a poll tax, because updating these documents costs money and time, and we shouldn't have to pay anything, even if it means getting a passport, to vote.
Meanwhile, House GOP leaders have advised their members to avoid in-person public town hall events in their districts as protests against government cuts spread nationwide. Maine Governor Janet Mills says the state expects to sue the Trump administration for attacks on transgender athletes. Dusty Homan Sprague with Maine Women's Lobby says activists there and in other states are working to expand protections in the state's constitution now that the federal Equal Rights Amendment won't be enacted.
There is a lot of energy because people are seeing that their rights are at stake right now, and they want to do everything that they can to protect those rights in Maine's constitution.
I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.